Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
When Wall Street nearly sank the global economy in 2008, U.S. taxpayers were forced to shore up the very firms that engineered the crisis. And out of all the financial firms responsible for taking markets to the brink, Goldman Sachs stood out for the sheer recklessness of its investments, but also because the bank emerged from the crisis relatively unscathed. But 10 years later, Goldman Sachs finds itself in the government's crosshairs again, this time facing one of the biggest threats in its 149-year history. Here to help us explain is Renee Merle, Wall Street reporter for The Washington Post. Renee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So Goldman Sachs has been in and out of trouble, as we mentioned, since 2008. What are they specifically being accused of now?
In this case, Goldman Sachs is being accused of being involved in an international scheme to defraud Malaysia of billions of dollars of money that was raised to help the people of Malaysia. Malaysia has this development fund. Goldman Sachs set up bonds that raised more than $6 billion. But over years, Malaysia realized that half of the money went missing. It was spent on different things. And now Malaysia has filed criminal charges alleging that Goldman Sachs lied and helped facilitate this fraud.
And what does Goldman Sachs have to say about these charges?
Goldman Sachs says they're not guilty, basically.
Surprised?
Not surprised at all. And they're basically saying that they were lied to and that this was the act of a couple of rogue employees, but that the company overall was not involved in some massive fraud.
I mean, Goldman Sachs has some of the smartest people in the world working there. So the idea that they had no idea seems somewhat off to me.
And that is really one of the threats that this case poses to Goldman Sachs. Because if Goldman Sachs can just pay a fine and move on from this case, it's going to be really a bump in their history. But if this leads to further investigations and questions about the reputation and the work ethic at Goldman Sachs, then it becomes a bigger deal. One of the former Goldman executives that's already been charged and actually pled guilty said, yes, he paid bribes and it was against the rules of Goldman, but he also said it was part of the culture of Goldman. And if regulators and law enforcement start looking into that aspect of it, is this part of a broader pattern at Goldman Sachs, then it becomes a bigger threat to the company overall.
So there are criminal charges potentially here. Are people going to go to jail? I mean, you mentioned Goldman. Where do you see that going?
So already there's been a guilty plea from a former Goldman official and another person who's been arrested in Malaysia, another former Goldman executive. And there are other, and the case is still going. So perhaps we could see criminal charges. We could see people actually going to jail. And that's a part of what makes this such an unusual case, that Goldman, the company itself, was charged criminally, which in the U.S. is just not something that happens very often. In this case, the criminal charges were filed by the government in Malaysia. And, you know, in the U.S., we've always had this issue of not pursuing criminal charges against companies themselves. And of course, a company can't go to jail, but a criminal charge in a case like this, what it could lead to is that perhaps this company wouldn't be able to do certain types of businesses or other companies wouldn't be able to work with them. And so a criminal charge could be really crippling for a company.
Does Goldman bounce back from this, or we have to wait and see how far the investigation goes?
You know, I would never really bet against Goldman. Even a billion-dollar fine, a $2 billion fine, Goldman wouldn't break stride. It's a really big company with a really long history.
With a lot of money.
With a lot of money. And there's no reason to believe that they wouldn't be able to absorb even a really big fine. The greater risk to Goldman really is to their reputation. What one financial analyst told me, and I thought it was a great way to understand this, is what Goldman wants to avoid is contagion, that this case grows and leads to other investigations and leads to perhaps House Democrats calling Goldman CEO before Congress to talk to, you know, to ask questions about Goldman businesses, like opening the Pandora's box. You see, if everybody remembers what happened to Wells Fargo 2 years ago, they had one problem where they were opening fake accounts for people. That led to one problem. But since then, they've had a series of running scandals, and they really haven't been able to grow since then. Regulators have been really tough on them. And that's the kind of fate that Goldman wants to avoid.
Renee Merle is a Wall Street reporter for The Washington Post. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you.